Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Victoria will remain mostly dry today with the flood threat now at Merkeson and Shepparton and later in Echuca. Flood waters are receding in the towns of Seymour and Yay and Rochester in the north, but rivers are expected to rise within the next 24 hours in the northern regional city of Shepparton. Over 1,800 requests for assistance have been made to the SES so far, but call numbers have dropped over the last day as switches to recovery in many places. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says all options are on the table for changes to supermarkets to lower the cost of groceries. It comes as the government announced former Labor Minister Craig Emerson will review into the sector. The review of the Food and Grocery Code of Conduct comes as major supermarkets who are bound to the conduct agreement face accusations of charging customers high prices. Mr. Albanese also said while there had been a reduction in the cost to supermarkets, those savings had not been passed on in an appropriate way to consumers. A surfer has been bitten on the leg by a shark off Eyre Peninsula in South Australia. The 64-year-old was attacked about 200 metres off Elliston and paddled to shore before arriving at the local hospital. He's been airlifted to Adelaide and is receiving treatment for non-life-threatening injuries. It comes after teenager Kai Cowley was fatally mauled by a suspected great white shark off the York Peninsula in South Australia 2 weeks ago. Three people were killed and two injured in shark attacks in the state last year. US Secretary of State Antony Blinken is urging Israeli leaders to avoid harming civilians amid intensifying conflict in the Gaza Strip. It comes during Mr. Blinken's fourth visit to the Middle East since the war between Hamas and Israel erupted on October the 7th. International concern has mounted over the large number of Palestinian deaths from the Israeli attack and a potential escalation of war. Mr. Blinken called for an end to the conflict, but once again refrained from calling for a ceasefire.
We want this war to end as soon as possible. There's been far too much loss of life, far too much suffering. But it's vital that Israel achieve its very legitimate objectives of ensuring that October 7th can never happen again. We know that facing an enemy that embeds itself among civilians, who hides in and fires from schools, from hospitals, makes this incredibly challenging. But the daily toll on civilians in Gaza, particularly on children, is far too high.
The youngest first openly gay person has been appointed as new Prime Minister of France. 34-year-old Gabriel Attal succeeded Elizabeth Borne, who resigned on Monday following political turmoil over an immigration law that strengthens the government's ability to deport foreigners. During the handover, Mr. Attal, who was previously France's education minister, promised to strengthen public services, including schools and the healthcare system, during his tenure as Prime Minister.
Avec le président de la République, j'aurais donc un objectif.
With the President of the Republic, I would have one objective, to keep control of our destiny and release our French potential. Keeping control of our destiny means fighting to control our social model. It means acting for solidarity between French people. It means assuming responsibility for making authority and respect for others a top political value and making security an absolute priority.
Former Melbourne City goalkeeper Tom Glover has played his part in a memorable night for Middlesbrough as they beat Chelsea in the first leg of their League Cup semi-final. His side won 1-0 to leave Chelsea with plenty to do in the second half at Stamford Bridge on January the 23rd. 21-year-old Hayden Hackey scored the only goal, a smooth finish off in the 37th minute at Riverside Stadium. I'm Peggy Giacomelos, and that's SBS News in Easy English.